in our imagination that we have to think of all sentient beings as having been our mothers now. So something fantastical about that, isn't there? But India is a fantastical place. And at the same time, when you really think about it, there is something that's, it has a certain reasonableness about it, if you think carefully. So if we think of the, just quickly go through those steps of meditation, the six causes and one effect meditation, as it is called, leading to bodhicitta. So hard to find time to do these meditations as regularly as we need to. So any chance we get, we should take it. So before we set about on the six causes, then there's a sort of foundational meditation, isn't there, on equanimity. And of course, any meditations really start with, right at the beginning with, refuge. So we have to have a little bit of a good meditation, a sort of good motivation. Why am I doing this meditation? Just think this quickly for 2 minutes. So the first level of the meditation, equanimity. If you want to develop bodhicitta, then relying on the guidance from Three Jewels, the great masters, we have to see beings without our own sort of agenda of impulsive attachment or dissatisfaction. Just kind of coming out of present concerns. We have to step back a bit. Become mindful of our past history. So one way of pacifying over attachment or aversion to others is to think all the different times we've stood in very different relations to those people. How many times have we bumped together in cyclic existence, or we've just come together, passed each other by as strangers, or the one to whom we are strongly attracted now, we were in quite a different relationship in the past. Instead of being close to them, maybe they were enemies, or they were, we were the hunted, they were the hunter. Many different sort of experiences in many different previous lives. And just so the one to who now I feel great aversion, previously I could have been friends with, could have just been neutral. And to go one step further than that, all sentient beings, there's no certainty that there is someone there who's not been my mother, given the great number of previous lives, the many times I've been born, many times I've been born from a mother. Cyclic existence, you know, from beginningless time. From beginningless time in a continuous series, births. So how many times have you, you know, relied on the kindness of others to survive? And especially the kindness of my mother. So that stands as the best example of one creature's love for another. Maybe we were conceived in attachment, but when it comes to our nurturing and our rearing, then our mothers really wished for our happiness, and they really strove to give us what we needed. They really made an effort. How kind our mothers have been. So, can we make every sentient being just appear to us in that very pleasing light that our mother appears to us in when we think of our mother? However old and infirm or, you know, far gone in old age, still it's a pleasant sight to see her face or remember her. Something that's a pleasing sort of a affectionate kind of a appearance she has to our eyes. Now, if everybody can be like that, they've all taken up the task of helping us at one time or another.
So if we can get people to appear like that to us, then naturally we can respond to their suffering. Naturally we can wish to free them from their suffering. So let this be the reason why, let us make this the reason why life is worth living, the fact that we can help others. This is you know, the most meaningful thing we can do in our lives. This is the path to Buddhahood. So it's a path to full enlightenment. It relieves other people of their fears, of their distress, their ignorance, or their, you know, comforts them. And at the same time, it leads to Buddhahood. So what could be better? A state of Buddhahood where we really are fully enabled to help each other, fully enabled to turn the wheel of Dharma, to help others in all sorts of skillful ways, really knowing their needs, really being able to find the way to give them what they need. So let's just close with that wish that we too can be fully enlightened. We too will strive for that state in order to bring benefit to others as much as possible. So we'll have to stop there today, but we can do more tomorrow. So just dedicate your merit. Just determine that all the good you created today will go towards enlightenment. May I become enlightened to help all the other beings also. So let the good that I've done go in that direction. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow, I hope.